Recording 9.6, listening 1, doing the right thing. In a world full of choices, is it easy to do the right thing? What is the right thing? How can we know when our actions and decisions are ethical or justified? These might seem like somewhat straightforward questions, but if we dig a little deeper, we may find that ethical dilemmas are not always black and white. Moreover, does our behavior towards doing the right thing change when no one is watching? We're going to discuss ethical dilemmas that make you question what the right thing is to do and what factors impact our decisions. To begin, let's think about what an ethical dilemma really is. We encounter ethical dilemmas when we find ourselves in circumstances and situations that pose a difficult choice to be made between two or more options that conflict with our personal morals or values. These circumstances and situations are an everyday reality and a normal part of our personal and professional lives. We can anticipate and prepare for how we might respond to different ethical dilemmas and how we think others might respond. Nevertheless, knowing the right thing to do and actually doing the right thing can be two completely different notions. There are steps that you can take to help you do the right thing and make an ethical decision. First, take time to study and understand the situation. Ask questions or do your own research to better understand the ethical dilemma. Next, identify what values or morals are involved on all sides of the dilemma and identify which values and morals impact your position. Then, pinpoint what stakeholders will be impacted by your decision. Who will be impacted if you decide one way or the other? Finally, once you decide your position and stance, use the information that you've learned which helped you make your decision as justification for your stance in an effective and respectful way to inform your position. You can use your values and morals along with evidence from your research on the dilemma as a rational explanation. An important thing to note is that something that might seem so certain for one person may be the total opposite for another. Ultimately, we, as human beings, have different values and morals that impact our decisions, and outside sources such as culture and religion play a substantial role in someone's ethical morals and values. Let's think about some examples of ethical dilemmas. Imagine that you are an employee at a large company that designs a tangible product that people use in a physical way, and you discover a flaw in the product after it has gone through production and is already out on the shelves for consumers to purchase. What is the ethical response to this dilemma? You could either notify your superiors of the defect, even though it would mean pulling the product from the shelves and losing substantial profits, but protecting consumers from its flaws. Or you could keep this discovery to yourself, let the faulty product stay on the shelves, and hope that the flaws do not cause anyone harm. In this case, the stakeholders benefiting are different for each of the potential choices. If you choose to tell your superiors of the flaw and the product gets pulled off the shelves, the customers are important stakeholders because they will be protected from the flawed product. Additionally, the company is important stakeholders to keep their reputation clean from selling faulty products, but they would be losing profits. If you choose not to tell anyone, the company will potentially receive higher profits, but customers could be negatively impacted by the faulty product. This ethical dilemma ultimately hinges on people's safety or making profits. What about situations where you are drawn to tell a white lie, or a lie that does not necessarily hurt someone, but is indeed untruthful? Have you ever encountered a situation with a small child where a white lie would be beneficial for the specific situation and cause no harm, but would still be a lie? Is it ethical to lie to a child as long as you are not hurting them in that instance? White lies are a conundrum because they often benefit the person listening and can be empathetic and told out of compassion. Say, for example, your neighbor is dying of terminal cancer and you know that he is not going to make it, and a child in your life is concerned about your neighbor and wants to know what's going on with them. Instead of frightening the child with the reality that your neighbor is dying, you could tell them that he is not feeling well right now. This is not necessarily untrue, but it is a bit of a white lie. However, the child will not have to bear the burden of knowing that their neighbor has cancer. Nevertheless, some might argue that the opposite response is more ethical and that white lies perpetuate already difficult situations. Someone might think that the more ethical response is to be completely honest with the child and tell them the severity of their neighbor's diagnosis, and this might help the child come to terms with the reality of the situation more than a white lie to ease their discomfort. One more example that we can look at is the questionable use of company technology. Nowadays, many people complete the majority of their work from a company-issued technology device like a computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. In theory, employees are supposed to use their company-issued devices for only company-related work. However, it is very easy to say, check your personal email, or look something up online that is not work-related on a computer-issued device. Some employers are less strict than others about employees using work technology for personal use, provided they still accomplish all of their necessary work for the company. Nonetheless, this is an ethical dilemma, and individuals might have their own perspectives on whether or not it is right to use company technology for personal use. What is more, it might depend on the nature of the personal use. For instance, if someone is checking their personal email quickly during the day, and it is not impacting their work for the company, this might be seen as okay. However, if someone is online shopping for lengthy amount of times on a work computer instead of completing their work tasks, that might not be so acceptable. Ultimately, everyone has their own rationale and justification for their reactions and stance on any ethical dilemma. Even so, cultures and societies have their own overarching influence and stance on values, morals, and ethics that impact how we view what is the right thing to do. Many ethical dilemmas are not black and white and have significant gray areas where you need to decide where your own personal ethics fall. In sum, when you are faced with a difficult ethical dilemma, take some time to understand the different choices and sides. Identify what values and morals are related to the situation and how your own values and morals align. Determine the stakeholders who are impacted by the situation, and use these thought processes to help you make your decision.